Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening. Hope everybody's feeling well and your life is going well. It's amazing with the changes we're having in the UK. So we're allowed to be out and about. We can meet 6 other people. We can actually, from I think it's this weekend, we can stay overnight in our own personal bubble with another family. So we're all getting really excited about that. So I've no idea where it's going to take us, but hey, that's the world of today. So, just handing over to Matthew so he can say good afternoon and good evening, and then we'll get on with the show.
Hey everybody, hope everybody's well. Been a really interesting week in the UK, I'm sure it has in America. But yeah, really looking forward to tonight's show. It's very, very current with what a lot of people are going through at the moment, which is, how it usually works.
Isn't it always? So tonight's show is really about the two different energies we have. So your energy in the way you react, respond and move in your day-to-day lives come from two places. Okay, the energy of doing and the energy of being. So it's, you know, left brain, right brain, head, heart, yang, yin, sun, moon, do be. So the left head, yang, the sun, is the do energies and gives you logic, thinking, analysis, the act of creation, and this is the doing energy. The right, which is heart, yin, moon, the B energies gives you your intuition, thoughtfulness, transformational capacity, creativity, and it's the being energy. So, you know, when we talk about being and doing, and building a business or living a balanced life, using both of the energies to create balance and success, what does that look like? And obviously that's what we'll be discussing tonight. And, you know, and it's the, both the energies that create an extraordinary living experience. And, you know, something very, very, I'm very, very passionate about, because I spent most of my beginning of my life being very, very heart-centered and very right-brained. So when I talk about right-brained, it's the intuitiveness, the thoughtfulness, and the transformational capacity and creativity. This was the place I lived my day-to-day life from. But when I had to go to work, I worked in intensive care unit, and I was the senior nursing lead. I used to have to switch into my left brain so that I could be a lot more logical, analytical, looking at analysis, running the unit, doing the budget, all that type of stuff. And it wasn't a place that I was naturally comfortable in. But I taught myself how to be an expert in it. And I would just find that I was incredibly drained by the end of the shift, because I was actually living a life that was not necessarily my comfort zone. So it came into really a big resource when I actually decided to begin to run Acorn to Oak, which is obviously a training company. And I realized that I could live a more balanced life, because in course creation and in doing what I was doing, I could use my right brain when my soul sang, but actually the business tools that I needed to run the business from was very, very left-brained. Okay, so it was beginning to marriage the two together. So it was a really interesting part of my life, because it was like I was schizophrenic. These two parts of self. And when I realized that I needed to do some work in balancing them together, and understanding that I could do that without suddenly losing penny when I was being analytical, that I actually could bring the creativity into the business more, because a great friend of mine rang me once when I was in the intensive care unit and asked to speak to Sister Quail. And she got Sister Quail. And she basically shared with me afterwards it was one of the most scary moments of her life, because there was no heart there. And it was just really interesting when I managed to bring both sides of the brain together, or both the doing and the being together, it grew Acorn to Oak into the entity that it is now. So, Matthew, is there anything you want to share about your experiences with yin and yang?
Yeah, I think the first time my experience of it was on the one of our courses, a retreat, Inner Balance, and it was learning the differences between masculine and feminine in a very real way, and that was the first sort of time I really got an idea and got the knowledge around that we do usually reside in one side. And for me, it's always been sort of like the right, which it's I don't want to get it the wrong way around, but it's that male side of the brain,
the left,
where
the left.
It's just one thing at a time, and it is just like very specific, working one thing at a time and working that way. So I was never used to being in the other side of my brain, and never realized that actually I used to tell myself, oh well, I'm not very good at those jobs and I'm not very good at that, but it's just where you haven't used that side of the brain as much, so it's getting used to using different parts of self for the task ultimately. So when I gained a knowledge around that, it was like, wow, because I think one person that has been a really, really good example is a good, very good friend of ours, Gemma Pugh, and she used to work within marketing and now does coaching, but the very male energy with the working side, I'd never seen it so clearly in a female. And this is where people on the course really serve you, because you've got great examples of that. And it was really then that I started looking into, well, how can I improve my certain areas of my business with the left or right side? What would be more efficient? And I find that a lot of the time, if I'm sort of using my brain, I will, or my mental capacity, I would say, I'll just bullet point, and I'll use that very sort of mannish, right, what's the task? We need A, B, C to get D. And so when I'm in that side, I really sort of laser focus and just try and get as much down without any distraction. But when I tune into my heart and use the effectively using the other side of the brain as well, it's that feeling it and being it and almost letting the imagination out a lot more, because I find that's how it works for me. But very much before, I would just be working with one side, and it was just, yeah, things just found a lot more things more difficult, I would say. I think when you find that balance, it's just easy. One of the biggest things off the course was when you realise the difference between how, if you're using one side of your brain as opposed to the other, you make the you would say the difference is male and female, but actually it's not. It's just, if we're used to using a different side of our brain, we're used to being good at different jobs. And my judgment before the course was that men are good at sort of one doing something a certain way and women are good at doing it another way. And it's not that, it's just that's how we are. And when you understand that, it really opens up. And I find my relationships are far better now, just in having that understanding and being able to sort of tune into both sides as well. I think it's a really, really good tool. And I think it's something a lot of people are sort of, it's naturally brought up for people in lockdown. There's a lot of people that are sort of reshaping their business or perhaps going in a different direction, or even having to take things that were all face to face online. So they're faced with a whole different sort of list of tasks that perhaps they weren't used to doing before. And actually, by tuning into that different part of self, you can be just as effective. It's just because you're not used to using it. So, well, that's very much how it was for me.
Now, I couldn't agree with you more. It's been an interesting time, you know, especially for us at Acorn to Oak. You know, most of our retreats and everything else were done at different venues, which people would come in and be residential. So it was face to face. Some different types of retreats. I mean, we had, you know, obviously Becoming Alive, we had Break for Freedom, we had Wild Women, we had Inner Balance, all sorts of different things which will take us into all sorts of different energies and give the participants amazing times. But it was face to face, and with social distancing, you know, most of the venues have been closed. And obviously, you know, again, about social distancing and everything else. So we've been, you know, at Acorn to Oak, we've been doing and changing things to do some trainings online. So we're doing Zoom stuff and all sorts of different stuff, which have made my right brain go, Oh my God. It's tech. And, you know, tech to me was like, you know, let's get a crucifix out and, you know, hold it at bay because, you know, I was born in 1960s and we didn't even have computers. We didn't even have mobile phones or any of this tech. So talk about stretching the consciousness to suddenly be able to run Zoom stuff. And, you know, I'd used Skype before, but I've never used Zoom before lockdown. And, you know, it's been a conscious stretching exercise. And I suppose because I've been in recovery, you know, from heart surgery, as you know, it's been like, oh my God, how on earth are we going to do this? And in writing the for the show tonight, it was really quite powerful for me to realize the journey I've been on in the last month, and realizing that actually you need your left brain and your right brain working together in harmony in order to realize that where you want to go. Because, you know, the tech is really important, and that's very left brained, because if I allow my right brain in when I'm trying to do tech, I would throw the computer out of the window. Because you can't talk to a computer. It's either the computer says yes or no. So we'll go into a break now and we'll have some more fun when we come back.
Connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, so we're back, and I was talking a little bit about the different energies of left and right, so head and heart, yang and yin, sun and moon. So the energies of doing and the energies of being. And when I was talking before the break a little bit about, you know, the big difference now that I'm finding with working with Acorn to Oak is we're moving an awful lot of what we would do face to face online, either via Zoom or via webinars, or, you know, very much looking at how we can engage with the world again. And what's really interesting is that instead of being local or people coming to a residential retreat, is there's huge opportunities for us as business people to engage with the world. Because you can have clients coming to you from all over the world. You know, I've been doing some work in America. I've also done some work with some Australians, and actually from someone from New Zealand. And it's just time differences that you have to get right. But there is no distance when you're online. So, you know, one of the things, as I said, I have been in my life very right-brained, is learning to use the left brain as a resource, because that's the logical thinking, analytical, and the act of creation. So you need to use your left brain if you're engaging with technology. And, you know, technology, as I said, is our friend, or I'm learning that it is my friend. So that's really important. But when you're actually, for me, when I'm creating a course or I'm looking at a different training, is I need my right brain, the heart, the yin, the moon, the being energies, which is where our intuition, our thoughtfulness is, because I'm creating visualizations or processes that are leading people to find their highest potential. And you don't want your logical mind in control when you're actually creating, or you're looking at transformational capacity. That is very, very right brained. So it's getting the two, as I was saying, to work together, using, you know, and actually being able to go left foot, right foot, and where, you know, as you're walking through this process, and bringing in those two qualities together as you move through. So again, I just wanted to hand over to Matthew, so I can get his take on it.
Yeah, thanks, Penny. Yeah, I share the same tech issue with Penny, that my view is it's something that's so amazing, yet so flawed. The laughs we've had, I've did a summit recently, and the laughs we've had online trying to get all the Zoom calls to link in and all of the slides to show and things like that. And even the tech people have been confused. And very early in, I ignored half of the emails because it was just all tech emails. And it was join this and do this. And I just ignored them, because the thing I discovered is even the guys that knew what they were doing had issues at the end. So I just used to click onto the last email, and that was always the one that worked. So that was my way of getting away with not having to deal with any of the tech issues, because it's just so flawed. One of my manifestations is to have Tony Stark's computer, Jarvis, because that's in my eyes how computers should be. So, but yeah, just wanted to sort of very much talk, just sort of link in as well when Penny was talking about yin and yang and the head and the heart. It's also a really great thing to use is heart intelligence. And it's that tuning into your authentic self and your authentic needs and making decisions from there. I mean, we all know that the gut is very much intuition, but the heart is that heart intelligence. It is that emotional intelligence sort of thing. And I make a lot of my decisions from heart intelligence because for me it's pure and it's the truth. So within the mind, if I was to think about something and try and make a decision, I would almost go off track what I was originally trying to make a decision on, because I get lost in my mind. It's like almost going round and round and rationalising and overthinking things rather than actually what's best here, what is authentic, and looking at what the authentic need is, rather than sort of a want or a non-authentic need. And people say, like, well, yeah, but this is, can you do that within your business? And it's very much about what happens within has to happen on the outside. So for me, it's about the lifestyle. So if you're always connected, the more I'm connected with my heart and I'm making decisions from my heart, the more things sort of work out well. I'm making decisions from what I consider like a more intelligent place. I think certain decisions need to be made from the head, but there's a lot of decisions that I now make from the heart, whereas I didn't before. And again, this is very much some of the training I've done with Penny, where I remember there was a course and I think I've pulled Penny aside after a breath work and I was, Penny, I think I'm having a heart attack. My chest feels like it's being cracked open. And Penny just delightfully laughed and winked at me and said, mate, I think you've just opened, you've cracked your heart open on that one. And it was brilliant. It was so true. And I know it's happened to people as well when you first have that experience of what it truly feels like to connect with your heart. It can be almost painful because you haven't been there before, or you haven't really got in there before. And for me, that was one of the biggest sort of like yin and yang moments when I realised actually there is a whole different side to us on that shares sort of just as much intelligence, if not more, than the brain. And it was like, wow, it just completely opened life up. Actually, I think heart intelligence for me is probably more important on the work side of things, because it was very much like, do I want to live my life doing work, or would I prefer to do something that I love doing? And I've heard people say it before that it's kind of like, oh, I've got the best job in the world. It's like, I don't have work because I do what I love. And you sort of think, oh, well, yeah. that's great for you sort of thing. But then when it happens to you, and very much for me, like the running my own practice now, that there is no better job. And daily my heart's blown open because I get to help people change their lives. So that for me, it's like I don't have work anymore. And it's just amazing how when you tune into what's authentic and you really follow that passion, everything
I think,
opens
sorry, I'm
up.
Just about to cough here. so I'll do that loudly. One of the things for me, I think, when you're looking at what you want to be doing in your life is, you know, what do you need to align with your highest truth? So what do you need, if you were sitting down, and I'll share something with you in a second, but if you were sitting down and going, okay, so what do I love to do? For me, I would be saying, where does my soul sit? Is it in the job that I'm doing now? Or is it in something like a hobby or a passion? Or, you know, if I could be the change that I would want to see in the world, what is that? So I just want you to close your eyes for a minute and take a couple of deep breaths. And you're used to doing breaths with us now. So just a couple of deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. So breathing in and out, and in and out. And then just maybe closing your eyes for a minute and listen to what I say. I now set aside my ego, doubts and fears, my conscious thinking mind, and I put a circle of light around me so that I only receive infinite grace, and infinite grace can come through me. I give thanks in advance for being inspired by divine wisdom that I am about to receive. And then just opening your eyes and asking yourself, what do I need to align to my highest truth? And allow that information to come through, drop through. If you're my age, you may want to get a pen and paper out and write it at the top of the page. But you guys, you know, who are a lot younger than I am, would probably go for your iPad or your phone. And, you know, I have done this many, many times in my life. I've done this process many times. And sometimes it's just a vision. Sometimes it's some words. Sometimes it's a sense. But this is the energy that you have when you're using left and right brain together. And one of the biggest things that came through to me as I was getting to establish Acorn to Oak was basically keep loving, be real, be passionate, be the best lover ever of God and humanity. And those words is what grew Acorn to Oak. And I think if you have that, and then using your left brain, you service that bottom line every day that you're working. You cannot go wrong. So again, handing over to Matthew.
Sorry, my volume was a bit low there. I had to turn it up. So, but yeah, I was sitting there like a nodding dog, like the Churchill dog, as we would say. But yeah, it's so current, very much at the moment, when you look at the global side of things, just how much more people are being connected with that heart intelligence. I mean, if you want to see what we mean on a global scale, people that are more connected with their heart and more in empathy are able to see further along through a situation. So when you look at what's going on at the moment, especially in America around racism, it's amazing just how many white people are making it about themselves. So for me, I've got all sorts of different friends from all different countries, all from around the world. And it's, yeah, the thing that's coming up at the moment is there's either one group of people that are like, yeah, yeah, Black Lives Matter, and it's all about Black Lives Matter right here, right now, because that's where the focus is. So it's not about white people standing up and going, oh, yeah, but we matter too. It's kind of like seeing past that and seeing about what the truth in what's going on is. And when you look at it, it's like we're unraveling hundreds of years of sort of trauma, and things are happening that should have happened years ago. It's always unfortunate that when amazing things happen, you have those few that go out and almost spoil it for the rest of them, for the rest of us, because the focus then, of course, no news is, or good news is no news, should we say. That's what's printed in the media. But when, if you step back and just look at little bits and look through and actually look at the bigger picture, so many more people are connected with their hearts. And we should have stood up years ago and said, you know what, we're all equal. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what your preferences are, we're all equal. And it doesn't go any further than that. That is just the basis. And for so long, we've gone along with it, and because it's all right for us, nobody says anything. But actually, that's what's brought it home this time around, is people are actually thinking, hang on a minute, these are my brothers and sisters. This is not just some guy in America. This is more personal. Mm. So people are actually feeling it rather than just having an opinion.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting in the... Sorry to butt in. But it's really interesting in the UK, because obviously, you know, we have been multiracial for a long time. We, you know, obviously people from all over the Commonwealth live in the UK. You know, we've had all sorts of, you know, a lot of Indian, a lot of Far Eastern, et cetera, have always been part of the British community. And I was brought up in Liverpool, which was a port. And basically you had black, white, you know, navy blue, pink with blue spots, yeah, all sorts of different people from all over the world, because it was a port. And it was something that, you know, it never even came into our minds that they were different from us. We were all Liverpudlians, and that was the end of the story. And I think in the UK, we have been very lucky with a lot of that attitude. Now, I'm not talking about some, you know, pockets of, you know, where immigrants went, but also one of a great friend of mine who is Jewish, who I was talking to in the last couple of days, were just saying that every minority have had a time in history where they haven't been acceptable. And, you know, and obviously the white people on the planet, or the Caucasians, or whatever you want to call them, are the only set of people who have not necessarily had that experience. But then in Europe, we've had all sorts of different nationalities have hard times, and they haven't all been coloured. So, you know, it is really important for us right here, right now, to help everybody and send healing energy to the whole of the global race, just to get together and to realize that, you know, we are all the same, as Matthew was saying. We all have the same hopes and fears. We all have the same aspirations. and we just need to get more harmony. So we're going into a break and we'll see you after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So we've been talking a lot about being, and it's looking at the doing of building a business. So if you're actually wanting to build a business, or you're looking at, you have an idea, you know, it's that big light on, here's the idea, and you want to move it through to a business and running a business, the best advice I can possibly get you, give you, is to get a good business coach, or to look at some strategies, read some books. You know, there's lots of it written down, and that is the left brain, looking at the strategies, getting goals set, what is it that you would like to create, and as Matthew was saying earlier on, A, B, C, D, E, and you're going to get F. So that is the left brain. But what you really need to get and understand is, you know, the being of business. You know, if you suddenly have a target that you want to be a millionaire or a billionaire, surround yourself with the people who have already done it. Look at, you know, different books and the different mindsets of success. And if that is what you're going for, and that's what you think is going to make you happy, be my guest. Because it's not actually going to make you happy in the long run. Because it's about the balance of being and doing. And the really successful people have actually got that balance. You know, when you look at people in our industry, which is the personal growth and evolution business, it's being a knowledge broker. All of those people have got the balance between doing it and being. Yeah, I'm thinking of different examples, like maybe Jack Cranfield, who wrote all of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and is a fantastic coach, great author, etc. But he is also a fantastic collaborator. You know, he doesn't go into competition with other people. He collaborates with them. And in collaboration brings an amazing energy together. And, you know, as we know, energy is everything. You know, it's really important to get that balance in order to get the success. So, handing over to Matthew again.
Thanks, Penny. Yeah, I think it was probably one of the biggest lessons I sort of had to learn, and I'm very glad I learned it early on. And that was referencing when we were talking about the manifesting technique that we taught you last week. One of the first things I started trying to manifest was money, because at the time I was in debt, and also at the time I was in the delusion that money was going to save me. Money was going to be the thing that was going to make me happy. And throughout your journey, you do realize that actually there's only one thing that's going to make you happy, and that's yourself. So it's doing the work on yourself to clear yourself out emotionally, and obviously doing the mental stuff, so limiting beliefs, but also experiencing what it is when we say the fullness of self. It's using, as we said, the yin and the yang, and the left side of the brain, the right side of the brain, because when you use your full capacity, life opens up. And like we say, for me, experiences far outweigh money. And it's a huge delusion in these sort of times that money's going to make you happy, but it's not. And I mean, to use a few examples, I mean, there's been a lot of mental health sort of issues with some of these sort of famous people. I know one of the members, Jessie from Little Mix, sort of did a program around her mental health. And of course, Ariana Grande is another one. She came out and said mental health. And it's like people are still chasing this dream. And even when people with what this other person is chasing is saying, look, this is not what you think it is. If anything, it amplifies it. You look, Carolyn Flack. She was an amazing lady, amazing girl, and had so much, and people would look at her and think, oh, she's got everything, but that's just what you're seeing. And all the stuff and the houses and the cars and all this stuff, it's just not as glamorous as it looks. And you have to have that happiness inside. It only comes from one place, and only we can give it to ourselves. No one else can do that for you. There is nothing or nobody that can give you the happiness that you're searching for. Because when you find it within yourself, it's kind of like, to be very honest, my passion is to help people, and I have a focus, but it really wouldn't matter whether I was a bin man or a billionaire. Like, if you have that happiness inside, it really doesn't matter. If whatever your passion is, if that's what you love doing, do it, because you'll do it better than anybody else, just because you have a passion for it. And it's again, it's something I used to hear people say and think, well, yeah, that's all right for you. But it's that I've got my dream job. Like, my job isn't a job. It's fun and it ignites my passion every day. And now I'm one of those people. And I used to hear people say, oh, yeah, well, I'm sort of high off life. And you say, yeah, yeah. And, well, now I'm one of those people. And it's like when life just opens up. When you really accept that actually there's a far bigger part to us than we realise that we've just been ignoring. Mm.
And I want to say something really... what's the word? Probably what some people don't want to hear. But, you know, we talk about mental health. And I look at that and I go, there's no such thing as a mental health problem. Actually, it's an emotional health problem. Because a mental, when you look at the levels of consciousness, and our conscious minds are only 10% of our mind. Okay. So are you saying, are we saying that that 10% can ruin everything else in our lives? And the answer to that is no. If you've got emotional intelligence, it won't. So it's the emotional problems that are actually causing the problems, not the mental health. Because we can train our mind very, very easily. And it is it's practically shifting and, you know, flipping the coin on everything. But what brings it up and brings it up and brings it up and why we can't let it go is the emotion, which should be energy in motion, not energy getting stuck. So I would say that at least 90% of the mental health problems have got nothing to do with the mind. They've got to do with the emotions. So now everybody's got into reaction.
Yeah, 100%. And as we know, it is. One thing I've been shocked with recently, and I'll try and make it a very short and mild rant, but a client I've been working with for just 4 months is next week coming off of all of her meds for fibromyalgia. Now, this is a condition she's had for 25 years, and this is not something that we originally started work on. We were working on her anxiety, depression. But actually, the whole physical side of her experience has gone. And I'm not saying forever, I'm not saying we've cured it, I'm not making any wild claims, I'm just simply saying what some of the facts are that we've got so far, to the point where the doctor is asking her what she's doing, because he's astounded. He's like, this is brilliant, but what is it that you're doing? And I've had it with other clients, and I've tried to reach out to groups that are specifically to do with fibromyalgia, and honestly, the amount of people, I would say 0.1% of the people that I've experienced within these groups don't want to hear it, and actually don't want to know that there's a better way out there. And it's really, really quite sort of strange how people just don't accept that there could be a different scenario or a different way. And you just think it's, I guess it's just different sort of points. But I think when you're that low mentally, you don't believe that anything will sort of work out. But yeah, it's something that I've experienced lately where people are, even when you sort of offer help or they even just suggest that they may look into something, they just don't want to know, and they're so sort of stuck in their heads. They just can't connect with the heart and think, actually, your heart's screaming out for this, like, literally.
But
they can't get out of their heads on it.
Yeah,
it really...
You know, again, if it's not, you know, a lot of different people, if it's not science-based, if it can't be proved, yakka, 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 then they have a real problem grasping that concept. Anyway,
yeah.
We're finishing up for this week, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.
To speak to you.
Yeah, stay safe, stay healthy. God bless.